So mellow, so mellow. That was the music of Harold Budd, a listener request for the evening. There's something really odd about his music. It is so sweet, and then at the same time, it is so empty. Strange music. We started off with a long piece performed live in Italy in 2003 called Fragments from the Inside. And that's by Harold Budd and Araldo Bernacchi. By the way, Harold Budd is spelled B-U-D-D, and Araldo Bernacchi is B-E-R-N-O-C-C-H-I. And that's on the Sub Rosa label. And we listened to that entire piece from about 9:04 until I wasn't really paying attention, but I think the way the things add up, it was about 10:18 when I did the station ID. And then we heard three cuts from a CD called Glyph, G-L-Y-P-H, by Harold Budd and Hector Zazou, Z-A-Z-O-U, who was originally of the group from way back when, called ZNR, a long, long time ago in a galaxy far away, still doing wonderful stuff. Anyway, 10:18 to 10:23, we heard Around the Corner from Everywhere. 10:23 to 10:28, we heard Otra Django. And 10:28... until must have been 10:39. See, I'm not writing everything down. I'm doing too much tonight here while I'm on the show. We heard a piece from La Belle Vista. And La Belle Vista is recordings from two performances by Harold Budd where he didn't know he was being recorded. It was just a small group of invited people, and he sat down to impromptu performances. And there were two of them, about 20 minutes long. And I gave you from the second performance a 10-minute piece called El Leopardo del Nevi. And again, that was from a CD called La Bella Vista, La B-E-L-L-A, V-I-S-T-A. And that's on a Shout label. And we're going to go out with a piece called And Then She Stepped Aside. And that's on, again, on the CD called Glyph that he did with Hector Zazu. And by the way, Glyph is on the Made to Measure series. I think it's Made to Measure number 37. Now, coming up, get my notes here. Next week, Classics, Antiques, and Curios, another listener request, the music of Stuart Dempster, sound gatherer, trombonist, didgeridooist, composer, teacher, and founder member of the Deep Listening Band. Places an emphasis on music for healing and performance spaces with prolonged sound decay. He's from Seattle. He first gained fame when he used Australian Aboriginal circular breathing techniques and applied them to trombone and then plastic sewer pipe and even garden hose. And we'll be listening to his 1978 cult classic recording of In the Great Abbey of Clement the Sixth. And then, let's see, I've got just a minute to go here. Coming up in February, first Thursday, we'll do the beginnings part three of Music Concrète, and we'll be listening realizations from 1957 to 1971 from Luke Ferrari and Ioannis Xenakis. And then the second week, we'll be doing a very postmodern show with Alvin Curran and Elian Radic and Doreen Morial. And then the third Thursday, Classics, Antiques, and Curios, we'll be listening to the first four compositions by Morton Subotnick, where he was commissioned to do pure electronic music realized specifically for vinyl recordings by Anunsuch. And we'll be listening to the first four, Silver Apples of the Moon, The Wild Bull, Touch, and Sidewinder. And that's a listener request, too. And then the fourth Thursday in February is a surprise night. So that's it for me. I'd like to thank you for your calls and comments. For those of you who didn't call in, I hope you enjoyed the show. And again, we are going out with And Then She Stepped Aside by Harold Budd and Hector Zazu from Glyph. And with that, I'll say goodnight. By the way, if I didn't say it, you're tuned to KBOO Portland, community radio, listener-supported radio. Good night.
You are tuned to KVOO 90.7 FM. And the show that you were about to hear is the one here every week, every Thursday night at 11 to midnight. Your local live experimental variety show for music, performance art, reading, and unclassifiable activities. And it is Night of the Living Tongue. I am Jennifer Robin, your host, and tonight for the hour, you will be hearing an improvised hour of electronic noises from Pulse Emitter on a most wonderful machine of machines, his own homemade modular synthesizer, which is a beauty to behold and makes great noises. And so before I give him the signal to start, though, almost everything you hear on the show is live in the next room. But before I give the signal to start, I will say that tonight, I'll give you a little of the schedule for the month. Tonight, Pulse Emitter. Next week will be Eat, more electronic music with a bit of a tribal bent to it. And then the last week of the month, the 26th. I think it's the 26th. Don't have my schedule immediately in front of me, but then towards the end of the month, there will be a group of very cathartic performers coming in. It's going to be three different performing groups in the studio at the same time, including Soraya and a couple of others, and they will be doing something with their furiously in the sweep of the tour that they're involved in, which is the... Let me see. Do I have that little piece of paper? I think it's called the How to Destroy the Universe. Let me, part five or something like that. Would it really take five parts, I wonder? How many parts would it take? And does one want to do that anyway? But then, really, it doesn't even matter if you want to, because it seems to be something that just occurs as a consequence of any action of any living entity, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then it doesn't even have to be viewed as destruction anyway, because it's just recirculation. So anyway, that is, and I think there, from what I can tell, the music will be cathartic build-up and recirculation and all that sort of thing. But anyway, I'll announce that and give you more specifics about it when we get closer to the week. But suffice to say that tonight is going to be Pulse Emitter, and next week is going to be Eat. And in case you have to accidentally tune out at some point and still want to know more about Pulse Emitter, I'm going to give you his name and his email so that if you like what you hear, you can find out more about his projects, and he has some releases out and other stuff. So if you like Pulse Emitter tonight, the email is synthnoise.com, synthnoise.com, Daryl Gretsch, also otherwise known as Pulse Emitter, and there are some fantastic sounds going to come out of your speakers. I am going to stop talking and let the fantastic sounds happen now on Night of the Living Tongue. It's so good, one doesn't want it to end. One just wants to keep drifting and all night. So what you heard was Pulse Emitter. And to contact Pulse Emitter, if you have been hanging on for the whole hour, blooping and rushing and contracting and expanding with Pulse Emitter, and enjoying it, I shall give you information how to reach Pulse Emitter. And here he comes. Have a seat. So, guess what? You are privileged to have Pulse Emitter talking on the microphone to you. So,
hey.
So I want all those people to know how they can reach you and what sort of releases you have. And we've got your email. You can say it. I've already been saying it to people, but you can say it again.
All right. I'll say it again. The email is, well, really just go to synthnoise.com and you'll find the email there. That's synthnoise.com.
Yes. And what sort of projects have you been involved with in the past? And where can people find releases of yours and that kind of thing?
Pretty much been doing this by myself for a while. I have releases on Chondritic Sound from Detroit and Audiobot from Belgium Records in Massachusetts, and a few other small ones, but
small is sometimes necessary.
Those are always fun.
So tell us about what you were playing, and when did you build it, and what other sorts of things have you played in the past? You can answer that in any order you please.
All right. Well, I used to play a lot of like rock music, kind of metal and stuff like that, progressive rock. And then I studied classical music in college. And now I play a modular synthesizer that I put together, and kind of inspired by the isolationist ambient stuff from the 90s and different noise stuff, kind of doom metal type of stuff too, so it's kind of a inspired by doom metal but a droney noise version of it, something like that.
Is there a certain environment you're imagining when you're making those sounds, or is it just pure sound devoid of any kind of visuals or idea context?
Well, it's kind of funny, you know, in your mind where like visuals and sounds combine, but definitely have visuals, and it's usually either cosmic type of stuff, like outer space type of stuff.
I feel the outer space, yeah.
And some apocalyptic type of stuff, too.
Uh-huh.
I have a lot of dreams of, the end of the world and stuff like that.
Oh, why is everyone so fixated on the end of the world anyway? Tell me, why are you?
Well, people can be pretty prophetic, I guess.
Yeah, well, I guess that'll have to be some other show. I should just get a bunch of people in the room and ask them why they're so interested. You see, people should secretly be asking me that as well, because I do a fair amount of writing about that. But I suppose just the sort of personality shift that happens. Oh, well, I'm out of time. Good. I'm not going to philosophize about the end of the world anymore at all. I'm going to let Dr. Zom take over, because really, this is a time to get involved in what Dr. Zong is going to play, and and no time for the end of the world, not yet. And anyway, I enjoy living too much to actually have the end of the world tonight anyway. So thank you, Pulse Emitter. That was Pulse Emitter. I'm going to say it again because sometimes people go, wait, I didn't listen the first time. That was Pulse Emitter. If you want to find out about Pulse Emitter, go to synthnoise.com. And thank you again. And I will definitely have you on the show again because that
thank
was
you.
Great. And now you've been listening to KBOO 90.7 FM, Night of the Living Tongue. And next week we'll be Eat live for an hour. Good night.
Time is moving forward. Before this record ends, 600 seconds will have passed, and the miracle will have occurred. But before we meet this miracle, let's first turn time backwards. It is 5,000 B.C. Look around. See how there is nothing here to listen to. No radio, no television, no phonograph. Nothing but the wind and the rain. The rhythm of the wind, the beat of the raindrops. See how man listens to that. And now see how he starts to create strange rhythmic sounds of his own. Sounds that excite his emotions.
building in there? What the hell is he building in there? He has subscriptions to those magazines. He never waves when he goes by. He's hiding something from the rest of us. He's all to himself. I think I know why. He took down the tire swing from the pepper tree. He has no children of his own, you see. He has no dog. He has no friends. And his lawn is dying. What about all those packages he sends? What's he building in there? That hook light on the stairs. What's he building in there? I'll tell you one thing, he's not building a playhouse for the children. What's he building in there? Now what's that sound from underneath the door? He's pounding nails into a hardwood floor. And I swear to God, I heard someone moaning low. And I keep seeing the blue light of a TV show. He has a router and a table saw. And you won't believe what Mr. Stitches saw. There's poison underneath the sink, of course. There's also enough formaldehyde to choke a horse. What's he building in there? What the hell is he building in there? I heard he has an ex-wife in some place called Mayor's Income, Tennessee. And he used to have a consulting business in Indonesia. But what's he building in there? He has no friends, but he gets a lot of mail. I'll bet he spent a little time in jail. I heard he was up on the roof last night signaling with a flashlight. And what's that tune he's always whistling? What's he building in there? What's he building in there? We have a right to know.
Girl, just chill out. Kill it, kill it, kill it, kill it. Cause happiness is right there.
Thank you. Get it, you wouldn't understand. Playing offbeat sounds for talented listeners, this is Dr. Zom, Stereo Obscura, and it's KBOO 90.7 FM on your radio. That's where you're tuned. In case you were wondering what this noise was, right behind me here is Flipper, and it's the very end repeating loop on the 7-inch single of Sex Bombs, the flip side. And we just heard from the Kallikak family, which is partially a Portland product, and a track off of a self-titled CD by them on Tell All Records. And before that, we heard Blevin Blechtum, and that comes off of the Talon Slalom CD we have here at the station on Deluxe Records. Can before that, and I Want More from Flow Motion. And we heard Tom Waits, and What's He Building in There? That's from the Mule Variations LP or double LP. Public Image Limited before that from the Flowers of Romance LP and a track called Four Enclosed Walls. That pretty much takes us back to the beginning of the show. And it'll be on until 2. The show comes on every other week, alternating with Kathy's, the Autonomy Hour. And just stick with me. It's if you liked it so far, you can count on it being the same, which is to say that it'll be a lot of different stuff. 503-231-8187 is the phone call number for the air room here. So if you need to ask a question or have a comment or something, give me a call. And meanwhile, we'll get back out of the flipper and into something from an old Folkways LP that we have in our library, which I'm glad we still have. Looks like it came out probably in the 50s. And it's called Music in the Streets, a fascinating collection of music and musicians recorded on the streets of New York City. So this is circa 1940s, 50s, street sounds and music on the streets in New York City. We're going to let this roll for a little while, see where that takes us. Thanks for listening. Thanks for the calls. And don't touch that dial.
Get it, you wouldn't understand. In any city in the world, you will find music being played in the streets. Whether as a matter of necessity or inclination, or a combination of both, you will find street musicians and their music. At sundown, a lone saxophone player walks the white line down the middle of the street, while a guitar maker speaks of the tradition of street musicians.
I'd hate to live in a place where no one ever got the idea of going out in the street and singing a song or playing an instrument. It would be something wrong, basically wrong, with that place. But it's a worldwide thing. It seems to be a basic human thing, you know, to want to sing and play songs to other people. And when you can't do it in a commercial machine that regulates the processes that finally get someone in front of the people, you know, to sing or to play music, then you have to do it on your own. You do it in the simplest fashion. You just get out where there are people, where you can reach them, and you sing and you play. And if they like it, they contribute to your livelihood. If they don't, they don't. But out of it all comes a very, you know, interesting aura around the whole human pattern, and especially in a city. It gets very warm and people like it. A few don't, but there are few who don't like almost anything. Ha 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 ha.
On some bowls. I picked out the 5 and 10 cents too. That's what they are. I arrange them in a regular key, but each one, a regular note, you know, is a duo on the piano. That's what they are, regular keys. I have no steady job because I work in the daytime and do this on the side. General housework, you see?
Yeah. And
then you see, when I get a chance to play out, I play out too, but it's not the... It's not steady on this, see? Just on the side.
My name is Ronald Cat, and I play the conga.
My name is Wilbur Maxey, I play the drum.
My name is Joseph Richardson, I play the bongo.
My name is Gilbert Cat, I dance.
My name is Robert Wilson, I play the sticks.
My name is Robert Edwards, I play the maracas.
My name is Ross Grum, and I dance.
On the paper bag is blowing away? No, it's not my hat, it's not my hat, it's not my hat, it's my house. My house is blowing away. There it goes. Blowing around the corner. Look at that. Oh, that isn't a hat, it's a house. My house is blowing away. Huh. Oh, somebody catch my house. Oh, there it blows. Look at that. It's a great wind. It's blowing my house away. I don't want my house to blow away. Somebody catch it. Catch my house. There it goes. Oh, there it goes. Mike caught the mailman was on the front stoop. Look at that, he's blowing away. Oh, Mr. Mailman, catch my house. Oh, there it goes. Look at that, around the corner, it's going around the corner. Oh, I don't want my house to go around the corner. Look at that. People everywhere, my house is blowing away. No, and it isn't even windy. How do you account for that? A little wind tunnel that just came right through and took my house right out from under me. Well, I'm glad I wasn't in that house. Look at that. Oh, it's going all afloat. Everything will break in the house, including the mailman. That mailman's going to break. Don't break the mailman! No, keep him upright. No. Houses do not somersault. They don't somersault. Have you ever seen a somersaulting house? There it goes. Oh, there goes another one. I don't know what's happening. Now tell me what's happening. It isn't even windy. Things are blowing away. What does that mean? No, the windless wind. Look at that. That's a tree. It's a tree following my house. Why aren't we following the tree? No, I don't feel any wind. I don't feel any wind. What is that? Oh, no. Oh, no. There goes the building. There's a building. Whoa, a theater flying down the street. There goes the bank.
That was Diane McGregor, the man who dreamt out loud and was recorded by his roommate back in the 1960s in his apartment in New York City. And in the background of that, you can hear the sounds of the cars driving by on the street, which I thought made it blend in pretty well with the aforementioned music in the streets of New York City, which also featured a fair amount of traffic noise. Anyway, I just thought I'd let you know what that was. That comes out on the... Let me turn this down a little bit. On the Zodiac label, and it's called Diane McGregor Dreams Again, and it's a reissue of a very difficult to find LP that came out on it might have been Elektra or something back in about 1964, and did not include a lot of the tracks that are on the CD because it was a little on the risque or basically just obscene side. Some of the stuff wouldn't play back in 1964, that's for sure. Anyway, they did release it and then pulled it shortly afterwards, so you don't find that album very easily. A man who dreamt out loud, and a whole CD full of it. Back to the music here on Dr. Zom's Stereo Obscura, offbeat sounds for talented listeners.
Thank you. sound inside my own head. Now, that may sound silly to you, but it's been very, very helpful to me. Let me show you how it's done, in case you want to try it. Now, first I have to close my eyes, and then I go through certain mental configurations. And by this means, I can dissolve through the outer epidermal layer, like this, and some other layers here. When you first come to the brain, you have to pass through the medulla oblongata. That's where things like breathing and heartbeat and glands are controlled. It's kind of like plumbing. It's not very interesting. But if you keep going, you cross into the cerebrum. And that's where all your thoughts are. You know, when I first came to my cerebrum here, the thoughts scattered all over. That place was a mess. Old mathematical formula, bits of poetry, and telephone numbers were all mixed up together. It was terrible. Over the years, I've been able to organize. Now, in this part of my brain, for instance, I keep thoughts about my family. There goes some family thoughts. It's a great family. There's my wife, parents, my Uncle Ray. There goes Cousin Barbara. My nephew Evan. Uncle Charlie. Oh, Uncle Charlie. We can't stand each other. I've been meaning to refile him under enemies. Now, those are some of my family thoughts. Now, on the other hand, over here, in this part of my brain, I've got my scientific thoughts, mathematics, physics, thoughts on astronomy. But to tell you the truth, I never was very good at science. Anyway, I think you get the idea. Say, now that we're here, let me show you some of my good thoughts. I have a special section of extra good thoughts that I'm very proud of. They're right over here. Oh, yeah. Lovely. That's a nice thought. Isn't that beautiful? Of course, I've got some evil thoughts, too. I guess everybody does. Hey, you want to see my evil thoughts? I keep them over here, in this part of my brain. Greedy thoughts, gluttony, hate, lust. Well, that's enough of that. Let's go into something nicer. I've got a great collection of personal memories. They're right over this way. And oh, I almost forgot. To get to that part of my mind, we have to pass through another area. My fears. It's a little scary, but we'll go fast, okay? I think you can see how organizing your brain like this can be very helpful. We're getting to the fears. I hate this part. Oh, boy. Gee, oh, spiders, man. I hate spiders. That one really gets me. Oh, brother. I wish we could get rid of that one. I'm glad that's over with. At least there's an advantage to lumping all your fears together so they don't get mixed up with other things. Anyway, here we are in my personal memories. There, that's the house I grew up in. Oh, there goes Mary Lou, my first girlfriend. And here's a circus I saw as a kid. But, oh, that's a little fear. I must have gotten out of place somehow. I'm sorry about that. But here's a cottage where we spent summers. Mix up there. Well, there's the high school when I was. Oh boy, now something's going wrong here. No, what's that? No. This is all wrong. It's not supposed to. Oh no, I'm out of control here. No, I gotta get out of here. Well, I wonder if it would help if I file things alphabetically.
Thank you. father's uncle's brother married her cousin. Twice he beat her up, and the police had to take him away. Does that make him her cousin twice removed? Surf's up. Hang ten. I keep a loaded pistol just below my bed. It's nice to have a gun that works in case I lose my head. Surf's up. For the Blessed Trinity. Surfing with real bodies. I'll take the one over by the rocks. You think he'll ride the waves? He might, if I hang 10 on him. Surf's up. Anyone for beach bums? Maybe I'll run into Polly Bergen milking oil from the turtles. Do they still make turtles? Hang on. Got through her whole life without ever learning to surf. But she had some bitchin' garlic lace.
Be there. Of course you will be there. Where can you be but where you can be? Of course, because if you be, you are. And if you are, you're a being, because you can only be an am of what I am. And you are what you are because you are me. Together. And you are a be together me, I am. You're everything, all at once. As loud and as wide as your thing can be, as long as me and together with me and me and me and everything.
Who's that running around the table over there? Well, it looks like a monkey chasing something.
All around the vinegar jug, the monkey chased a weasel. The monkey clumb a cinnamon tree. All around the vinegar jug, the monkey chased a weasel. The monkey clumb a cinnamon tree. All around the vinegar jug, the monkey chased a weasel. The monkey clumb a cinnamon tree. All around the vinegar jug, the monkey chased a weasel. The monkey clumb a cinnamon tree.
Monkey, sitting on a rail, picking his teeth with the end of his tail.
Monkeys are fun to watch. Look at the silly things they do.
Monkey see and monkey do. The monkey does the same as you.
A little monkey who can ride a bike.
Monkeys are good at that.
Monkey shines, come with us and play. And know that monkey shines all the little day.
Nope, we can't use them. Just can't use them right here at KBOO. This is your listener-sponsored freeform radio in the middle of the night coming to you. Dr. Zom, Stereo Obscura, until 2 in the morning. At that point, I'll turn it over to Itel Vibes, and he'll take you through till 5:30 with reggae and dance hall. Mixed action-packed style. We just heard Twink and a track called Monkey Shines from a CD called A Broken Record. And before that, we heard from Rod McEwen getting pretty darn weird with the Anita Kerr Singers and the San Sebastian Strings, two different tracks blended together, Bathtub Surfing and Body Surfing with the Jet Set. And those were, circa 1966 or something like that. I don't know. But that was odd for old Rod there. And before that, The Secret. And that was a track off of a great LP called Shock by the Creed Taylor Orchestra. And before that, Raymond Scott and a narration by Jim Henson, who created The Muppets. A track called Limbo, The Organized Mind from the Manhattan Research Incorporated release of old Raymond Scott material. Scalpel before that, a track off of a new release by them called Confusion, and before that, Frank Zappa and Little Umbrellas from the Hot Rats LP. Bob James Trio before that off of ESP Disc Records from the 60s, a track called Untitled Mixes. I played that at 45 RPM and I thought it sounded pretty cool that way. More Scalpel, a track called Wooden Toy. Ennio Morricone from Crime and Dissonance. We heard a short track with a woman either having a great time or in big trouble, one or the other, very suspenseful sounding. That was a great double CD compilation of really cool Morricone tracks. And I've been playing a lot of that over the last couple of months. It comes out on Ipecac Records. Before that, Robert Seeley a little bit, and I think we're listening to him right now, as a matter of fact. And this is a funny old electronics album from the 60s on Beep Records. And I think that's about it for the last set. So that's enough for the talk. Let's get back into the rock, right? Right, something coming up here in just a moment. Actually, it is rock. From the Funhouse Sessions, Iggy and the Stooges, and actually a really long version of the title track Funhouse coming right up here.